Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Katie Campos on the WBEN Lifeline with us this morning, Executive Director of the Ralph Wilson Park Conservancy. We're getting a sneak peek this weekend at the new Ralph Wilson Centennial Park. Katie, it's a one-day community preview that's happening tomorrow. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're incredibly excited that on Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. we're unlocking the construction gates on the 4th Street side of the park and inviting our community to walk up the path over the bridge and just take a peek into the historic transformation of Ralph Wilson Park. They're going to see 100 acres in front of them, 1 mile of shoreline that has been completely reimagined and redeveloped by our community. So for one day only, for just a couple of hours, we're going to invite our community to check it out, and we hope they come out.
So you're going to be able to walk over this brand new bridge that everybody's been seeing from the 190?
That's right. It's incredibly excited. We've heard from kids and adults that they can't believe they're going to get to walk over the bridge, but the bridge made a big splash when it came down the Erie Canal, when it was put in place over the highway. Our community was a really, really big part of the design and the choice of this architecturally significant bridge, and it's really meaningful for the park. The community prioritized better, safer access. And with world-class designers, they wanted it also to be beautiful access. So what we're excited for the community to see on Saturday are not just these paths and these rising hills on the 4th Street side that didn't exist walking up to the bridge, but when you walk on the bridge, you'll notice that it's 3 times as long as the old bridge. It's wide. It's beautiful. It feels like you're inside a piece of art, and it brings you out to the other side where you have this grand view of the lake that didn't exist before, of City Hall that didn't exist before, and you get to see the ball fields at Ralph Wilson Park coming into play, the beginning of the play garden over there, and 1 mile of shoreline that's now been rehabilitated into an armored wall.
All right, and then there's a playground that recently was built there as a community project. That's part of this preview as well, isn't it?
That's right. On the 4th Street side of the park, the first part of Ralph Wilson Park that will open to the public is our playground on the 4th Street Park. We were able to get a grant from the Ralph Wilson Foundation in partnership with Kaboom, which is a national organization that builds amazing play spaces. It's called Kaboom because Kaboom, 1 minute it's not there, the next minute it's there. The community designed this playground, especially a bunch of students from Duval Porter School Number 3 at Buffalo Public School, community residents through the Bell Center. They wanted really tall slides and a spinner, and a number of the caregivers said that they wanted a place to stay, to sit, to stay for more than 15 minutes. And so the playground that you'll see on Saturday is 3.5 times the size, but also significantly, it was not just designed by our community, but it was built by our community. Over a period of 3 days, we had hundreds of volunteers, a bunch of Duval student athletes come out, put the bolts in place, elevate the slides, put mulch in place. And on Saturday, we're going to cut the ribbon and open that to the public. It will be the first part of Ralph Wilson Park that's open to the public.
So when can people expect to see? We have the sneak preview. You just mentioned the first part that's going to be open to the public. When are people going to start really being able to enjoy the new park? Because we've been so accustomed to seeing this huge construction site now for a couple of years.
You know what? I think that you'll see a peek of it this Saturday. And I think what you'll see is that it is very much under construction. Unlike a building where the final days are putting up, you know, some finishing touches in a park, the final days and weeks and months are about making sure that the grass establishes. So we're really, really hopeful that we'll have some great weather and we'll be able to open the park up to the public around a year from now, hopefully earlier. But what you'll see is that some serious movement has been made, and it's still very much under construction. And now it's all about the final touches. It's all about the grass, the trees, the shrubs going into place.
I mean, if you drive by, even on a regular basis, you see the changes pretty much daily over there. When is the, you know, full project expected to be done?
We anticipate the full park will be open to the public in early 2028. The first phase of construction, which is the 4th Street side, the bridge, and the south end, which is that inlet and the shoreline over there, is nearing its completion, and the second phase is under construction right now. The second phase is the kayak launch, the play garden, the dog park, the interior of the park. So we'll see that. You'll see a lot more movement over the next coming weeks and months, and we anticipate that the entire park will be reopened to the public in early 2028.
Do you think people are going to, in 2028, be able to look at this and say, okay, I understand why this project took as long as it did?
I bet that they will. I think right now, most people in Buffalo have no idea how significant this transformation is. I think if you ask anyone in the city of Buffalo, anyone in the world, where are you building a $200 million public park? No one would say Buffalo. And in 5 years, I guarantee that when people talk about Buffalo, they will be talking about Ralph Wilson Park, because this is going to be the place that anytime anyone comes to visit, this is where you're going to take them. I think this is where we'll see people from across the region. Maybe they plan to come for 15 minutes, but they'll stay for a day and they'll come back. I think this is going to be a big piece of Buffalo's revitalization.
Has the cost gone up since the original plan?
The original plan included just 20 to 30 acres of the interior of the park. And then we added the pedestrian bridge, which was a major infrastructure project. We added 1 mile of shoreline, which was a major infrastructure project. So the cost has certainly increased because of those additional projects. And I think what's also important to note, which I think a lot of people will understand, is that the original cost was proposed right before COVID. And the world has significantly changed since then with increasing costs.
Well, we're excited to see what's coming up next. Katie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.